Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump released a new ad on Friday, but like most campaign radio ads, you probably won't hear it, and that is more or less intentional. A less expensive alternative to television advertising, radio ads allow presidential candidates to reach very specific audiences. More importantly, they also allow campaigns to keep other audiences from hearing those messages. Martin Overby, a political science professor at the University of Missouri at Columbia, who has researched the role of radio ads in political campaigns, was quoted as saying, "They tend to be more pointed, oftentimes more controversial ads. They tend to be the kind of ads that, if they got broader coverage, might spark some blowback from parts of the constituency." End quote. Trump's new ad features Jerry Falwell Jr., the evangelical president of Liberty University, using the introduction he gave before Trump spoke at the Christian University last week. In the 60-second radio spot that will air in Iowa and South Carolina, Falwell said, quote, "I have seen firsthand that his staff loves him and is loyal to him because of his servant leadership. In my opinion, Donald Trump lives a life of loving and helping others, as Jesus taught in the Great Commandment." End quote. The ad hints at a potential endorsement that would go a long way in shoring up votes with the Christian conservative voting bloc that Trump is reaching out to in both states. But airing it on Christian radio stations also avoids overplaying the message to audiences that might not be interested. As with other radio ads, it also relies on a messenger who can speak to the targeted audience. Overby said, quote, "On almost all television ads, the messenger is a white, middle-class person. When you get on radio ads, especially for Democrats, they're more likely to be ads that are not just targeted to African Americans, but feature African American voices," end quote. Jay Barth, a professor at Hendricks College who has co-authored research on radio ads with Overby, said that's particularly common in a state like South Carolina that has a large African American population. Ahead of the recent Democratic debate in South Carolina, Hillary Clinton ran an ad featuring Reverend Donnie Hunt, a black associate minister at a Baptist church in the state. Hunt described meeting Clinton in a bakery where he was preparing for Bible study. He said Clinton recited from memory the passage he was studying. Hunt says in the ad, quote, "She sat down, just the two of us alone in the bakery, and we talked about church and the need for better schools and how to stop racial inequality in our community. She listened, and I could tell she knows what must be done." End of quote. Democratic rival Bernie Sanders has also pushed radio ads in South Carolina, and he released a Spanish-language ad in Nevada. In Iowa, on the other hand, Barth said Republican candidates target male voters who care about the Second Amendment by advertising on political talk radio such as The Rush Limbaugh Show. They also advertise to rural voters and the Christian right using Christian radio stations. Barth said that's unquestionably effective, and was quoted as saying, "You can do some targeting on television, especially on cable, but nothing like you can do on radio, where the demographics of the listener are so much more tightly targeted than even on cable television." End of quote. Andrew Smith, a political science professor at the University of New Hampshire, said he's heard a lot of radio ads in the state for Republicans Carly Fiorina and Jeb Bush, who he said is fighting a particularly hard battle for the attention of conservative radio listeners. Smith often hears Bush ads during commercial breaks for the same conservative talk radio shows that bash him, while praising Trump and Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Smith said, quote, "He's fighting an uphill battle there," end quote, adding that a significant portion of Republican voters are talk radio listeners. According to a new poll, sponsored by CNN and WMUR, and conducted by Smith for the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, 20% of Republican primary voters in New Hampshire listen to conservative talk radio. Among those listeners, Bush is the least popular candidate, and Cruz is by far the most popular. The poll, conducted between January 13th and 18th, surveyed 974 New Hampshire adults and had a margin of error of plus or minus 3.1%. Bush touted his anti-abortion values in a new radio ad running in South Carolina, where Cruz previously released an ad in Iowa in which Limbaugh called the Texas senator the candidate most steadfastly opposed to liberalism. In an ad released in Iowa last week, the Carly for America Super PAC praised Fiorina's business background and her American success story. Because radio ads aren't as widely circulated as those on television, candidates don't have to worry as much about whether the ad will offend or anger others. Barth said, quote, You can go more negative, especially in the closing days of a campaign, and not have to face the potential backlash for taking those steps. End of quote. I'm Steve Ray. This article was authored for Time by Katie Riley.